Today marks day two of the new statewide requirement for everyone to wear a mask or face covering in public. But the measure announced by Governor John Bel Edwards over the weekend is already sparking resistance. For more on masks and the state of the virus in Louisiana, reporter Rosemary Westwood spoke with Dr. Joseph Cantor of the Louisiana Department of Health, where he's the director of Region 1.
Dr. Cantor, thanks for your time. You've said masks are the number one thing we can all do to slow the spread of the virus. Did Governor Edwards wait too long to make masks mandatory?
It's a challenging situation, and Governor's been clear the whole time that he wants people to wear masks, and he models it really well. I'll tell you, every time we have a meeting with him, he is wearing a mask 100% of the time. Now, the goal in this is not to issue an order. The goal is to get people to wear masks. And because it's become so politicized, there's been a concern that there might be a negative effect to issuing the order. That's always been the discussion, not whether or not masking is the right thing to do. So it's really a question of tactics as opposed to desired outcome. Either way, I mean, everyone in this administration has been 100% clear ever since the data was clear that masking is the right thing to do and the most effective and really the cheapest as well way that we're going to stop the spread here.
Already we're seeing local leaders say they won't enforce this. Livingston Parish is one, and the governor has promised statewide enforcement will occur. But how worried are you that local leaders and political leaders in the state will fight this requirement?
I'm somewhat worried about that. I'm more worried that I think we have more to do to get the message out in general. I don't think we succeed here by convincing local law enforcement to bring down the stick. I think we succeed by getting the message out and bringing the public on board. And when folks see cases rising, when they see Texas and Arizona and Florida blowing up, when they see Alabama, Mississippi, Texas, come online, I think it becomes eventually unavoidable of what we have to do. And that's what I think is going to happen. I think people are going to look around and see what's happening in Texas and Mississippi and come to the recognition that masks are uncomfortable, inconvenient, but what we have to do right now.
And what would you say to people who are relying on incorrect information about whether masks work or who see them as an infringement on their rights or as a political statement? How are you going to bring those people on board?
You know, the best way that we do it is to bring other experts' voice to the forefront, including medical providers, people's primary care physicians, hospital leaders, trying to make as big of a tent, so to say, as possible, so that's not just government officials making the case. But look, it's increasingly becoming less of a politicized issue. Vice President Pence is coming. He has come out very strong in favor of masks. The president himself is now wearing them. I think you see one by one politicians who might have been iffy in past come on board now with the message. I think we're going to continue to see that happening because it just becomes unavoidable. We're in a real bad place, both statewide and nationally. This virus is taking over. We have to get control. I don't think many more people are going to disagree with that.
You've said that this isn't going to be a quick fix. It could take weeks to see the cases and the rate of positive tests go down if people start wearing masks. What is your top concern right now for where we're at with the virus, you know, even nationally? Is it hospitalizations or rising deaths or politics?
Well, my top concern for Louisiana is that we're at a real inflection point here. And, you know, we're not yet at the place that Texas and Arizona are. But we will get there soon if we don't turn this around. And to talk specifically about hospital capacity, you know, we've already been through this once in the New Orleans region where we were really worried about exceeding our hospital capacity. Now, thankfully, we responded, we flattened the curve, we came together and distanced back then, a couple months ago, and we did not threaten hospital capacity. We're going to have to do the same thing this time around. And I'll tell you, hospital capacity around the state is still in a decent spot, but in select regions, namely Lake Charles, Lafayette, Alexandria, it's getting very tight right now. So this is the time to act, and particularly when we look ahead and, you know, the desire to open schools, that's going to increase cases. It's going to have people out in the community with spread of virus. And we feel that if we don't turn this around right now, it's not going to be an encouraging set of circumstances in the weeks to come.
Dr. Joseph Cantor, the director of Region 1 with the Louisiana Department of Health, thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Rosemary.